Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I've asked Steve to come on the show with me. Now, Steve has been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited since 2004. You heard me correctly, since 2004. So he has been focused on correctly investing into real estate assets. And by correctly investing into those real estate assets, he was able to make a significant change in his life. I mean, he got to a point of retirement. We're going to talk about that journey with Steve today. We're also going to talk about the importance of mentors, having somebody in your life that can kind of, you know, put their arm over your shoulder and look you in the eyes and say, you know what, buddy? It's going to be just fine. And then we're going to talk about the returns. We're going to talk about what 17 years of investing has done for this gentleman. So with no further ado, I'm going to welcome Steve onto the show. Steve, thank you for being my guest today.
Oh, thank you, Al. This is wonderful.
So I've got to ask the question I know that's on everybody's mind. Back in 2004, the real estate market was way different than it is right now. The job market was way different than it is right now. So what was going on in your life way back in 2004 that made you decide that whatever you were doing possibly wasn't working?
Well, back then I was an engineer. I wrote software mostly. And because I was in high tech, it was a volatile field, especially in my corner of it. And I ended up having a job every year and a half or so, switching jobs all the time. I had 7 different jobs in 13 years, and just got sick of it. And one of them went out of business so quickly. The boss told us on Friday, "You should take your things home because we won't be able to get back into the building on Monday."
Wow!
And,
talk about a roller coaster.
I had just bought a house. My wife had just had a baby, and she was on unpaid maternity leave, and I was out of a job.
I'm just trying to imagine what your life was like back then. I mean, having a roller coaster of finances, you know, like every year and a half, all of a sudden you're out of a job, you're back in the hunt for a job, you start working in that job, and you're doing everything you can, and you're giving 110% to the company, and then the company just goes, "Hey, by the way, Steve, we're insolvent right now, so you need to pack up all your stuff and get out of the building." Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And our severance package was to be able, was to raid the office supply cabinet.
Dude, I got a 12 pack of Post-its, man. I can retire now. I'm good.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's got to be nuts. I mean, I'm guessing there's somebody listening to us right now that's endured that roller coaster that knows exactly what you feel like or felt like, is what I should say. So why real estate? Why look at real estate as a viable option to change the path that you had been on?
Well, it was pure chance. My last job, my boss was very challenging. Every other boss I'd have, they loved me. This guy, he challenged me a lot. And so I was driving home frustrated after having had a meeting with him. And on the radio, this guy said, "Free yourself from corporate America by establishing passive streams of income through real estate investing." And I was like looking for a place to pull off on the side of the road so I could remember who these people were, what was their phone number, how do I get in touch with them?
Yeah, I had that same kind of experience.
Yeah, it was an epiphany. It was one of those big aha moments of like, here's what I need in order to make the pain stop.
So you went to a Lifestyles Unlimited event and yeah. listened to what they had to say. I mean, were you going in skeptical, or did you have an open mind?
Oh, skeptical like anything. I am a big time, what do they call, type B personality, can't make a decision, overanalyze everything.
Analysis paralysis guy?
Yeah, yeah. So I went to the case study, and I heard everything, and I got to see Dell. And then I went and did some research. I found out that nobody had sued you guys, which was nice. And I looked up Dell's properties on the tax records, and sure enough, there they were. And so the deals that he had talked about, they were there. And according to the Harris County Appraisal District, he owned them. And I'm like, okay, this is for real. This is not just some guy selling tapes and books.
So, I mean, at that point, you were convinced that maybe what this guy was talking about was somewhat legit, correct?
Yes. I had faith in the guy because he had done it. And, you know, if he can do it, surely I can, right? Although I didn't really know what the tools to achieve that success were until I went to the two-day class. And everything that I heard and learned that day made sense. So that kind of like helped reassure me that the tools made sense. They seemed like they would succeed. And then they had us go off. Their recommendation was to go read Rich Dad Poor Dad, which I had never read it before. And when I did, that fixed my brain. I don't know how else to put it. Because from my background, nobody in my family owned a business. Nobody was investing. We were just working and saving money, just like everybody does, and hopefully we'll retire someday. And when I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, that gave me kind of the investor's instinct or the different way of thinking about money. And Lifestyles gave me the tools, and I had reassured myself by looking all this stuff up and verifying it that at the end of the 2 day, I signed up for the preferred membership immediately, like that evening.
So you knew you were going to get involved with multifamily investing.
Yeah.
All right. So way back in 2004, Steve gets an epiphany. He joins Lifestyles, goes through the 16-hour course, decides multifamily is the way to go. When we come back from the break, we're going to pick up the story right there.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money, we'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So if you're just joining me, I have Steve on as my guest today. Steve is a longtime member of Lifestyles Unlimited. He joined way back in 2004. He's got a 17-year history with our organization, and he has seen a lot of things. He has seen real estate cycles change over time. He has seen investment strategies morph given what is going on in the economy. I mean, he's seen a lot of stuff. And that's why you need to listen to him, because Steve has a lot of wisdom to share. And we're going to get into that wisdom in this segment. As a matter of fact, Steve, we were talking about how you had enough you know, doing what society had told you to do, and the results you were getting were just terrible, because like every time you turned around, you were being laid off, fired, or companies were going bankrupt on you. So you said, yeah, enough. In 2004, you skeptically came to Lifestyles Unlimited and checked out what we had to offer you. And after we passed the Steve test, you became a member.
Yeah.
Once you became a member, how did your investment strategy unfold for you?
Well, at that time, Dell was everybody's mentor. He taught all the classes, led all the road trips. He did everything. I don't know how he did it, but he did. And so my first meeting with Dell, I thought I was going to buy rent houses to retire myself. And I came to him and I said, Dell, I have to buy like dozens of rent houses to retire. And I have a full-time job. My wife works. I got a baby. I don't know how I'm going to do this. He says, don't do it. You'll go crazy, or you'll get fired, or both. And he said, get your money together. Get your money, you know, figure out how to self-direct your IRAs, which we did. And we invested in our first deal passively, in a multifamily project with Emory Jacob.
Now, why did you choose that passive modality? Was it simply because once you analyzed the deal and you found it worked for your strategy, all you had to do was pretty much plug and play, fund it, and then just not have to worry about it?
Well, going with single family was just going to be too much busy work for me, given my full-time job. And then I didn't have enough money to go in and buy my own deal in multifamily and just quit my job. So we took the middle path, which was to go invest with someone else, increase my equity to the point where I could go and buy my own deal.
So that first deal you got into, what was it about that deal that attracted you?
The lead, the guy himself. Emory
Jacob.
It's
the horse for you, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He joined Lifestyles like maybe a year after I did, and he brought all kinds of new ideas into the group. He brought the value play into the group. He brought better accounting, the white paper, just all kinds of things that he was, and renovating places to increase their value. So I was excited about all the neat skills and tricks that he was bringing, and I wanted to invest with him, so I did.
And how did that investment pan out over time?
It went well, not as well as we had hoped, because that was a deal that we bought it, and then we had this big financial crisis. So it struggled for a long time, but ultimately we got a decent return. We got our money back. Like early on, he did do what he said. He increased the value, refinanced, and gave everybody their money back. And we successfully exited the deal years later.
So that's a pretty good deal for you. I mean, the money you injected into that deal comes out of that deal in a relatively short period of time. You still have ownership interests in that deal, but you have absolutely none of your own money in it, correct?
That's right. I had my cake and I ate it too.
That's so cool, man. So what did you do with that money? When Emory gave you back that money, what did you do with it? Did you buy jet skis?
No, I socked it away. And then our family had a little financial windfall. And so between the two piles, I went and found me another guy named Ira Gross, who was actually introduced to me by Emory, because I missed out on getting into Emory's third deal. And so I invested with Ira. And that's where I stayed the rest of my investing career as a passive was with Ira.
So these guys that you mentioned, Emory and Ira, they're kind of like legends around Lifestyles Unlimited. I mean, I joined in 2017, and I know who those guys are. I mean, I've actually met Ira back in the day when I first joined. But what's it like to hang out with seasoned investors like these guys as you're trying to formulate the path forward for yourself?
I felt like a baby. I don't know how else to put it. A moron, whatever you want. These guys knew so much about business that I did not know. And, you know, granted, I had learned a lot from Dell by going to his classes, but these guys were able to teach me so much more. And because we're all in the same real estate club, we all go to the same classes, we all network, we're whatever, we're friends, right? We just, we share, and that's what friends do. And in this case, they shared information, opportunities. It was pretty cool. I felt privileged.
So they didn't look down on you. They didn't go, oh, there's that Steve guy. He's the new guy in the group. He doesn't know anything yet. They took you under their wing, correct?
Yes. Yes, they did. They were very generous with me.
I'm guessing they had a desire to see you succeed.
Well, yeah. I mean, that is the ideal for any deal, is that, yes, not only does the business succeed, but we bring all of the investors along to invest with it, and they succeed as well. It's just a really neat aspect of Lifestyles, and everybody is kind of looking out for each other's success. And we share those successes as well as the trials.
So in your time in Lifestyles Unlimited, have you had like peaks and valleys as far as the time that you spend hanging out with other Lifestyles Unlimited members? In other words, you know, is it like maybe in 2004, 2005, you're like all in, and 2006, you're kind of like busy, so you kind of back away a little bit, but then 2007, you jump back in? Or did you maintain contact with the other members pretty much regularly throughout your tenure?
Well, when I first joined, I was there as often as I could. All the classes were live. Nothing was recorded. So you went to the seminar room and you listened to Dell for hours.
Yeah.
And it was like having a second job. The new people who join today, they are so lucky that all that stuff is online. And then when I was getting into deals, of course, I was in the thick of things. But then I became good friends with Ira. And in fact, we would hunt for deals together. And I was helping him on his acquisitions, helping with the computers and getting things set up. And I ended up working for his management company.
Really?
So I joined Lifestyles in order to quit my job. And I just ended up in another job with Ira just because I enjoyed working with Ira. We were good friends. And he started to pay me, which helped. And I was learning so much from Ira, just sitting in the same office with him while he acquired and operated all these deals. It was an awesome opportunity.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here thinking, what a gold mine you found. I mean, not only are you absorbing all this information from this guy that's got it all figured out, he's paying you a salary. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
We come back from the break. Tragedy will strike. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex Irving Convention Center, Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Dell Wamsley. Dell is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, if you're just joining me, I have Steve on the show with me. Steve's a longtime Lifestyles Unlimited member. He's been a member since 2004. Now, if you sat down and have a conversation with Steve, when you become a member, he will tell you that there was a period in his investing lifespan where he kind of fell away from what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that, because your membership in this organization is designed to give you what you need. If you've got everything you need right now, you're good to go. You're absolutely good to go. But when you're ready to come back into the fold, because maybe you felt you've been away a little bit too long and you didn't get the information that you really need from the organization that provides you direct support, you just come on back. We'll welcome you with open arms. Because once you're a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you're always a member. That's the way we treat our community. So, Steve, before we went to the break, I said tragedy struck. Would you like to fill us in on what that tragedy was to you?
I think we were talking about Ira, and so he's the guy that I invested in all four of his deals, and then I left to go do my own deal, and he invested in my deal. And because we worked together so much for so long, I worked for him for 10 years. That's the longest I had ever worked for anybody, and it was because I enjoyed what I was doing, and I enjoyed working with Ira. But after I had my own deal, Ira passed away, which was a huge loss for both me personally and for Lifestyles, because he contributed so much to so many. But during that time, when I was like in the thick of it with Ira, we both dropped out of Lifestyles. I mean, we didn't drop out. We just, you know, we were busy. We were making money. We were, you know, our deals were successful. We were buying stuff, refinancing stuff. And my mentor, because I didn't know anything when I started this stuff, after I learned everything from Lifestyles, my mentor became Ira, because I sat in an office with him every day, all day, you know, working on all these deals. So I learned everything from him. And when he passed away, it kind of forced me to go back to Lifestyles, because I felt disconnected. I no longer had somebody to turn to call, text, or whatever, with questions and concerns. And that's how I kind of like got back in the Lifestyles after having really just hiding under a rock for all those years. And by the way, it's been wonderful to be back. The group has grown phenomenally. You guys are everywhere now.
Yeah.
And all the training is online, which is an amazing convenience. There's more mentors. I went to meetups, which are just like social meetings of the members of Lifestyles. I went to one in New Braunfels. I went to one in Dallas and just got to meet some wonderful people. It feels like I'm home. I'm with family again.
Hey, I was at that one at New Braunfels. The one at Rudy's, is that the one you went to?
Yeah.
Okay. So you and I were there.
We talked for like a half hour straight.
Oh, you were sitting on the other end.
At the other end.
And sorry, I forgot. We actually have people listening to us on the radio. I was going into friend mode here, so I apologize for that, Steve. Anyway, so what you were pointing out was you were reintegrating yourself back into the culture of Lifestyles Unlimited, because as a result of that loss, somebody that was very important to you, somebody that was very influential in your life, left the planet. And
yeah,
I mean, it was time for you to kind of put yourself in check and refocus on what you're doing, right?
Yeah. I mean, between the other tragedy that I was thinking of when you asked me was a divorce. And so I was still in the middle of the divorce when Ira passed away. And I just needed to reconnect with the rest of the world. Having Lifestyles to come back to was wonderful, both for, you know, kind of professional and for my real estate, but also it was just great to be back among friends.
So what did you decide to do to get back in the game? Walk me through that process.
Well, when Ira passed away, I ended up talking a lot with Lynn Murrow, who I had no idea who this lady was.
You were gone for a little while, weren't you?
So Lynn shows up, and I'm like, who's this awful person who's taken over from Dell? You know, that's why I resented her, because I felt like she was kicking Dell out of the group. Little did I know she was helping Dell, you know, ascend to the next level of
yeah,
fulfillment. And but I got the chance to talk to Lynn, and I found out, you know, she had had her own personal tragedies, and we just connected. And so that was a wonderful personal connection. But then she started telling me, dude, go to these meetups, go to these meetings. She told me to get on Podium. I'd heard about Podium. And, you know, because I'm the crusty old guy, I'm like, I'm not going to do Podium. I'm going to do things my way.
We don't need that stuff.
No, you really need to get on Podium. And I am on Podium now, and it's awesome. So I have her to thank for that. And she said, you are going to the expo. And I'm like, yeah. And she said, no, you are going to the expo.
Wow. You were getting mentored.
I was getting pushed around, but I was getting pushed in the right direction. So I appreciate Lynn for that. And I still talk to her like a couple of times a month, and mostly it's just we're talking about fun stuff. But she's keeping an eye on me. She's pushing me in the right direction, and things are really turning around for me.
So you made a decision to become a lead investor.
Yeah.
Tell me about how that materialized.
Well, it was really a decision that I made when I first got into lifestyle. I thought I was going to buy and own real estate, and then Dell, you know, convinced me that that was probably not the best thing to do, so I invested as a passive. And but that goal was still there in the back of my head. It was unfulfilled. It was irritating me. And as long as I work with Ira, we would joke, hey, when are you going to go do your own deal? And I'm like, I don't know, whatever. But eventually, Ira kicked me out of the nest because he knew I had to do it. And I knew I had to do it. And so I left his management company and went to go do my own deal, which I was completely ready at that point. I mean, I was more than ready. Ira and I used to joke. We were both such huge type B personalities. It's amazing that either of us got anything done. So the fact that it took me so long to finally become a lead doesn't surprise me a bit. But so yeah, I did it because it was just a goal of mine. But also at that point, these other leads had done so much for me. By the time I became a lead and before the divorce, my passive income was $100,000 a year. I could have quit working for Ira. My wife could have quit. We could have just both retired and lived off that money, and have had no obligations except our, you know, our family and our friends. But you know, I like to work. My wife likes to work. and so because they gave so much to me, I wanted to give back to the community by being one of these brave, you know, lead investors who buys stuff and brings in investors and helps them achieve their goal, their dream.
So the first deal that you took down as a lead investor, I mean, most lead investors, they like to start, you know, kind of small, maybe 12 to 20 units, so maybe jump up to, say, 50. But you went big. I mean, you went right to 98 units. let's just call it what it is. I mean, you know, granted, now you've got all this experience, so it's not like this is going to scare you. But this is also your first time going into the fray on your own. Yeah. So I'll tell you what, Steve, we're going to break right now. When we come back from the break, I'm going to have Steve tell you about this deal he took down. He learned very, very well. Stick around.
And now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they'd retire at 59 and a half, 60. Then they said 64. Then it was 65. Then it was 66. Then all of a sudden they jump right to 70. 70 is the new 59. 70 is the new 64. Then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work in your 80s? Or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So what we're going to do in this segment is I'm basically just going to turn the microphone over to Steve because I want him to tell you the story of the property that he acquired as his first lead deal. And one of the reasons I want him to share this story with you is I want you, number one, to realize that everything in the world isn't roses, that life happens, life will impact you in various ways. There are things out there that will impact you that you cannot control, yet you have to find a way around them. And Steve dealt with a lot of those impacts of life on his first deal. Now, many times people say, oh, you never tell the, you know, the tough stories on your show. It's always it's always the everything is beautiful stories. Okay, I got you. And that's part of the reason Steve's going to tell his story, because I want you to understand that things do happen. But I also want you to understand, no matter how much things impact you, there's a workaround. There is a workaround, and as long as you've got a solid business plan and you've got a great support network, you can get through the worst of anything. Steve, am I on track?
You're there. So you asked about, you know, why buy as big a property as Mirabella, and my answer to that is big is relative. If the biggest property you can afford is 20 units, buy 20 units. If the biggest thing you can buy is a duplex, buy a duplex. And that's what Lifestyles taught me. Go buy the biggest property you can with your financial resources. And at the time, through Lifestyles, I had increased my personal net worth from $250,000 to $4.5 million. And because I had done that groundwork already, I was able to go and buy a good-sized property for my first deal. So I did. And that was in 2017. And as soon as my manager walked around with the rent roll to say hello to all of her new customers, we found out the place was 72% occupied. Just because of games that were being played by the previous management company, the property was very poorly occupied. It was supposed to be 83 or 86 or something occupied. So that was tragedy number one. And it took
so they lied to you, basically.
Well, and you could say that, but they were also doing me a favor, because if the lender found out that it was 72% occupied when I bought it, they would not have given me the loan.
Oh,
so they both screwed me and did me a favor at the same time. Thank you.
Right. All right.
So anyway, like, I buy the place and it's like really low, but we got the occupancy back up. My business model changed. I had to basically sweep and lease a lot of these apartments just to get income back up, because 72% occupied, you're not paying the bills. You're paying your bills out of savings. You're spending your rehab budget on operations, which ain't great. And then that same year, my wife filed for divorce. And I don't know. You know a little bit about me based on, you know, we're on a real estate investing show. What you need to know about my wife is on her car, there's three bumper stickers. Two of them endorse Bernie Sanders, and the other one says, "There should be no such thing as billionaires."
Ouch.
A completely different mindset on how the world operates. And that and some other things ultimately led to a divorce, which was fine. I'm over it now. However, it did decrease my net worth from $4.5 million to $2 million, which was exciting, because now I know I don't really qualify for the loan I just signed up for.
Jeez.
But the lender was okay with that. They eventually found out I was a good guy, and they just let me run the deal. So anyways, we got occupancy up after the big, you know, disappointment when we bought the place. And the very next year, when we were ready to just rock and roll, they broke a gas main on my street, which blocked off the street for a day. And then a few days later, they were digging the ditches to improve drainage. When they went back to digging the ditches, they broke the gas main again. And then CenterPoint came and replaced the entire gas main from my property all the way down to Shepherd, which closed my street for 6 months.
That could not have been good.
That was leasing season, those 6 months. We got no leases. We lost occupancy, like 8 or 9% occupancy, and we were back almost where we started. So welcome to year number one.
Ouch.
Year number two, in the off season, after the street was open again, we were able to bring occupancy back up, even though it was not leasing season. So we were doing something right. But then that next leasing season, next year, we had an infestation of field mice. Now, next to my property, there's these big open fields. People raise chickens. The one guy had a goat. Another one's like a little dog training ground. And so there's some wildlife out there, and it all moved into my property. And we had to get the little rodents out of there. And it took professional pest control and some proactive measures on our part to seal the holes in the property, seal the holes inside the apartments, and now things are fine. But during that summer, it was madness. Again, people just left in droves, because who wants to live, you know, when they're overrun with mice? But we fixed the problem. And then over the holidays, we grew occupancy again. And finally, I'm like, finally, we're going to have a normal year, a productive leasing season. I got a new manager. She's rocking and rolling. And COVID hit. And I'm like, holy cow, what are we going to do about this? In 1 month, I lost 16% of my income. Now, because I have about 100-unit property, that's like 16 people leaving my property in a month, except they're still there, so I can't rent the units out again. It was terrifying. And I signed personally on this note. It was a bank note, full recourse. And I'm thinking, what am I going to do about this? But in my wonderful little real estate club, the guys were all over it. We were exchanging emails, like 100 emails a day, trying to figure out how to manage this crisis. We figured out about the EIDL grant money. I applied for that, got $4,000. I applied for the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program money. I got $38,000 from the government, and that helped offset some of that income that I lost and gave me a little war chest to survive the coming month, which was great. And my manager, God bless her, she started helping our residents track down their stimulus checks, sign up for unemployment, sign up for food stamps. She was just trying to help these people stay afloat. And then when people's stimulus checks got lost, she would help them find wherever they went, made sure they got their money. And the church, the local church, Community of Faith Church, God bless them, they started bringing lunches for the kids because the kids couldn't go to school anymore, and a lot of them were on free lunches, and that was the best meal they were getting every day, and they lost it when the schools closed. And when the church started bringing those lunches, they realized the adults were hungry too. But what started out as 25 lunches turned into 150 lunches they would bring every day. It was so many that my employees had to volunteer to hand out the lunches to our residents just so people could put food on the tables while they weren't working, because all of their jobs had, were abolished by the government. And then finally, the rent relief money started to hit. The Baker Ripley money, the Harris County money, the Texas rent relief money. And we signed up for all of those programs to try and get people caught up. We had already waived late fees. We put people on payment plans, and some folks were able to find new work, but not everybody. A lot of folks were struggling. And my manager, Rosemary, helped those people get the support that they needed, whether it was food, whether it was the keeping up on their rent so they could keep a roof over their head. And I am proud to say that over all of 2020, we did not evict a single resident over COVID. We had one lady who would not sign up for anything and would not work with us. And we knew she had income, and she just stopped paying her rent. And she said, "Donald Trump says you can't evict me." So we evicted her. That was the only one.
Well, they kind of evicted Donald Trump too. So, you know,
we found a way. We were not going to let our good customers suffer because of this unfortunate tragedy and the government kicking everybody out of their work and the kids out of school. We found a way to take care of our people.
You know what I just heard, Steve?
What's that?
You care about people. You care about your residents. I mean, your business model is clearly focused on the needs, wants, and desires of the people that you provide clean, functional workforce housing to, and you care. Everything you just talked about in this segment, it was not about Steve. It was about the people that Steve serves. And I'll tell you what, man, there's no better testament to why anybody should be involved with real estate investing. No better testament than what you just said.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And it came completely from out of the blue, because I joined as an engineer. What do I know about people? I know about things. I know about software. And yet when I joined, I realized if you don't take care of your customers, you're screwed. But if you take care of your customers, they will take care of you. And when our residents were struggling and we started to help them, those that could pay did pay. Even if it was just a little bit, a couple hundred bucks here and there, they would pay. And nobody was talking about rent strike. It was amazing. And our residents started to volunteer. They would help pass out the food. They started cooking meals for the whole property.
Yeah, because you've got a community. Hey, Steve, I got to cut you off because we're at the end of the show. But I do want to point out that your efforts qualified you for National Apartment Association Award nominations.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.